This is Fresh Air. Fashion changes in popular music are impossible to predict, but often seem obvious after they happen. World music commentator Milo Miles has a review of a woman singer named Umu Sangare, who is a rising star with world music fans. He says her style of music, called Wasulu, sounds designed for our times.
Mali is famous for its griots, troubadours who sing about famous people, tell history tales, and offer social commentary. Many of these are women, and the accompaniment is often no more than a harp-like instrument or a gourd xylophone. The southern region known as Wasulu, however, boasts a particularly potent lineup of instruments and a group of young female vocalists who reflect some of the sleek drive of Western pop in their delivery. The most sensational of these neo-traditionalists is 26-year-old Umu Sangare. She has two albums, the earthy Musulu and the new Kosira with a larger band. Both are grabbers. Sangare's voice is the hypnotic highlight of her songs. Her elastic rhythmic tension gives her a very sensuous swing, and her abrupt declarations have the kick of a blues shout. And her backup chorus are soulful sisters indeed. But the texture of Sangare's band is why Wasulu bids to become the world music flavor of the day. The combined pulses of the electric bass and six-string harp are neither fast nor slow, just brimming with forward momentum. The down-home violin solos by Aliou Traoré mark him as one of the funkiest of African folk musicians. Even newcomers should find the arrangements meticulous, firm, yet intricate. Might even call them organic. It must be noted that Western fans of Sangare will have to pick through her ideas about traditional culture for women in Mali. She has declared, "I am here to support women. It's time women's voices were heard and their contribution recognized." She denounces faithless men and does a good job dramatizing the struggle between rural convention and urban modernization. Yet in the song Sigi Kuruni, Sangare seems to endorse a marriage system in which a woman is no more than a servant to every male in the village, as well as her mother-in-law.
Last
The song's refrain goes, "This is the little wedding stool, a little stool for sitting on." Now, inferring nuances from a translated lyric is always a dubious undertaking, but this sounds bitterly ironic to me. I'd like to think so anyway, because everywhere else, Sangare sounds quite sly and insightful. After all, how many rock stars could get to lines like these? "Death spares no creature. Nothing can stop it. Not even fame."
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Umu Sangare's albums are on the World Circuit label, distributed by Rounder Records. This is Fresh Air.